From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. France says the terrorist ringleader of Friday's attacks has been killed. France has confirmed that the suspected ringleader of last week's Paris attacks was killed in a police raid Wednesday. Officials say he has been implicated in 4 of 6 foiled attacks in the country this year.
Vous le savez sans doute pour la plupart d'entre vous.
The French Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, told lawmakers in Paris that the body of Abdelhamid Abaoud, a Belgian national of Moroccan descent, was found inside an apartment targeted in the 7-hour police raid in Saint-Denis, a northern suburb of Paris. Abaoud, who was 27 or 28 years old, was identified from fingerprints. At least 8 people were arrested in the Saint-Denis raid, during which a woman identified as Abaoud's cousin died when she detonated her explosives-filled vest. 3 police officers were wounded and a police dog killed. French lawmakers voted Thursday to extend a state of emergency declared after Friday's attacks by 3 months. The National Assembly approved the measure, and the Senate is expected to vote on it on Friday. The emergency rules allow police officers to carry their weapons while off duty. U.S. President Barack Obama said Thursday efforts to defeat the Islamic State group will not succeed until there is a political agreement in Syria, and that he does not believe a settlement should leave President Bashar al-Assad in power. Speaking after meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Conference in the Philippines, the U.S. president said it is unimaginable you can stop the civil there when the civil war there, while overwhelming majority of Syrians consider him to be a brutal, murderous dictator. This is VOA News. China has joined Norway in condemning the killing of their citizens who had been held hostage by the Islamic State militant group. Chinese President Xi Jinping said terrorism is the common enemy of human beings, and that his country opposes it in all forms. The government vowed to bring those responsible to justice. VOA's Bill Hyde in Beijing says there is now a question about China's response.
China's position in the Syria conflict has been one of advocating a political solution to the problem. It has rejected the use of violence. China has a foreign policy of non-interference that it largely uses in most of its dealings with other countries and other conflicts and situations like that. So really, the question is how or what will come next.
The Chinese hostage, along with a Norwegian hostage of Islamic State, was killed. The men appeared to have been shot to death. Balkan countries have begun filtering the flow of migrants to Europe, granting passage to those fleeing conflict in the Middle East and Afghanistan, but turning back others from Africa and Asia. Reuters reports the move has left hundreds of people stranded on borders. A spokeswoman for the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, told Reuters that on Serbia's frontier with European Union member Croatia, some 400 were denied access to a train and were halted by Croatian police as they tried to cross the border through fields. Others were stuck in no man's land between Macedonia and Greece, where Macedonia has begun clearing ground for a possible fence. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose party dominated this month's elections, met Thursday with a key member of the outgoing ruling party, all part of efforts to smooth a delicate political transition. Officials have released no details about what was discussed during the closed-door meeting in Naypyidaw between the Burmese democracy icon and lower house speaker Shwe Man. It is the first of 3 scheduled national reconciliation meetings between Aung San Suu Kyi and senior officials. President Thein Sein and Army Chief Ming Aung Hlaing have also agreed to those talks. A government official told VOA's Burmese service Wednesday it may take more than a month for all of the talks to take place, but he downplayed any concerns about the transition moving too slowly. President Barack Obama is using a meeting with Japan's prime minister to pitch a free trade deal among Pacific Rim countries and emphasize a close partnership between the U.S. and Japan. Obama met with the Japanese prime minister Shinzo Abe on the sidelines of an economic summit meeting in the Philippines. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.